Hi, and welcome to part 3 of Endings, a conscious inventory and release of last year. With me, Robert Ohado. All right, so as we begin this final leg of the journey on ending last year, the focus now moves toward integrating the previous material into a ritual. And what we have to cover first to get there is getting very honest about what's wanting to end in our lives. I mean, that's been kind of my whole approach through this whole process. We've gone through a lecture. Now we've also done guided meditation. And we bring all these things, all these elements together specifically to begin a process of becoming more aware from every aspect we can gain awareness. So we use the conscious mind, and then we take a dip down into the unconscious through guided meditation to a dialogue with the soul. And I hope that you got a lot of rich revelation and material from the guided meditation. I really want to tell you, I really believe and sense and feel that when you go on those journeys, you really are going somewhere. You really are crossing over to this other dimension. If you felt like you weren't getting anything or perhaps weren't getting clarity on certain things throughout that guided meditation, be patient. Sometimes our psyche isn't ready to reveal to us some of the deeper things that we're after. And it might take just a little more time. I would try it again, maybe on another day or when maybe there's another space where you feel more safe and open to that. But I'm pretty confident you probably did get some very useful, wonderful revelations, because you're not the only one running the show, and nor am I when I do those guided meditations. I mean, you're really being taken somewhere to commune with real beings and real forces and your soul, this deeper aspect of who you are. You really did go to a garden of purpose. You really did go somewhere to your own personal cemetery. So I would love for you to share any of your feedback with me on my website with your experiences from the meditation. I just would love to hear anything you have to say about what this whole series has done for you thus far and what it's meaning for you, especially as you complete it through this final phase of the ritual. So what I want to do now is review the inventory of the workshop with new honesty. Now that we've covered a lot of territory in you and we've covered so many angles, as much as we can in this particular workshop, an honest inventory and transformational strategy is what we need to look at next. It's a way to kind of summate and bring together all these pieces. So the first thing I want to start with is emotional honesty with regards to what's dying in your life. In other words, as you were in your cemetery and I guided you and the angel of endings guided you to feel what was going on with you, did you? I mean, did you actually give yourself a chance to have an emotional, honest moment when you were in that space? I want you to think about that for a moment. And, you know, this whole thing about emotional honesty, this isn't just for this particular audio workshop. This is something to take forward with you as a way of living, you know, for you to really be okay with whatever you feel. So then the next thing, you know, is becoming emotionally honest about what's trying to die in your life, but also identifying the shadow reasons why you may not want things to change, want to let go, let things die. And then acknowledging the choices that must be made to enact and ensure the endings that are now coming due, and accountability to those choices. And then identifying the new self-care that must be engaged and cultivated for endings to happen. So as I go through this list, I want you to review those four revelations that you encountered within this guided meditation while you were in the cemetery. You know, those headstones, what they showed you, what was on them that's trying to die, what you need to throw into that hallowed ground, that open space that is sacred. Hallowed means sacred. For you to now release these aspects of your life, these things, to the process of death, the process of endings. So we've got emotional honesty so far, identifying the shadow reasons why you may not want to be even emotionally honest with yourself about changes coming and why you might not want to change. Acknowledging the choices that you're going to need to make to ensure the endings do happen. Identifying the new self-care that must be engaged and cultivated for endings to happen. Understand the patterns that will need to be changed for the transformations to occur and what it will take to change those patterns in your system. I want you to reevaluate your boundaries and establishment of new boundaries with others to ensure the old in your life is allowed to die. So, you know, this really ties into what I brought up in the very first part of this workshop, which is, what about your codependencies? What about these codependent dynamics? That's where boundaries are most needed. And that's actually where they're most needed, to allow certain relationships, certain dynamics in relationships to die, so that you can flow into the new year ready to plant new things in the garden. You're not planting over crops that are still there, which at this point we're talking about the weeds, okay? The weeds in your garden. So also, you know, there's this other facet that we're going to talk more about in this last stage of this workshop, which is embracing the unknown of what wants to happen next without expectations and surrendering to the divine, calling on the angel of endings for assistance when you feel like you're struggling to end something, or feeling unsure about ending something, or feeling pulled back to hang out with the old instead of burying it where it needs to go in the cemetery of your life. So this is really about, you know, making space in your life for the unknown. And as I said in that quote, how we engage the unknown of our lives is also how we handle transformation, how we handle death, how we handle change. You can be safe and live in the unknown of your of life, in the unknown of the mystery of who you are. You can be safe there. So part of where you'll need to focus attention for this shift in ending this last year and moving into next year is around finding comfort and safety in the unknown of life, in the unknown of your life as it stands right now, in the unknowns of your life. You know, there's certain things we have a little bit of certainty around, that we have an intuitive certainty around. And there's certain things that are starting to shift beneath our feet, that are starting to become more uncertain, because it's in our soul schedule. It's time for something to shift, die, and be also, let's not forget, reborn. Some birth follows death. It's the cosmic law. So in that sense, what I'm asking you to do as part of this third installment of the workshop is entertain this idea. I'm going to come back to it when I finish the last little bit of the workshop here through this audio. But become willing to be in the space between breaths, the space of the miraculous. You know, I think our tendency out of panic is, after we exhale or end something, to fill up the void immediately. Take another breath immediately. And I'm asking you, I'm suggesting that you experiment with being empty for a while, to let the universe fill you, to let the organic timing of your own rhythm let you know when the next breath is ready, instead of, I gotta breathe right away. And then the reality is, most of us don't really fully exhale. We haven't been taught how to fully exhale our breath. And I mean that as a symbol, right? And also literally. I mean, do you think about this? Watch your breathing. Do you really fully let it all out? And then after you do, what do you do? Can you hang out there for a few seconds, just a few? Or do you immediately take another breath out of panic? So it's learning, you know, to let your system know, hey, I'll take another breath. It'll happen. I just want to take a moment here and be in the space in between. Because that is truly, honestly, where all miracles come from, isn't it? In between space, where we are in the unknown. We don't know what's next. And it's okay. You don't have to. The universe does. And you can trust that whatever's meant to happen next can't be denied. All right. So next thing I want you to do is, you were downloaded and given you were given to download a PDF of a ritual that I'm going to guide you through now verbally. And this is the next phase of this particular workshop, is to actually do this ritual. So I want you to make sure you have that handy and that you've downloaded it and printed it up. It's a PDF. Make sure you have that handy before we go to this next portion of this audio installment. So I'm going to ask you to pause the audio now until you have the printed ritual of endings in front of you, and I'll guide you through that verbally in just a few moments. So pause the audio, and unless you already have it there, and we'll begin once that's sitting in front of you and you're ready. Okay, so coming back to what I talked about in the very first portion of this audio workshop, the first part, which is the power of ritual. Let me just tell you, ritual is so freaking powerful. You can't even imagine how this can move energy in your life. But like I said, the ritual that moves energy is the ritual that comes from your truth, that's connected to your heart, that's connected to your authenticity. The rituals you use to try to reinforce the lies you're telling yourself ain't going to cut it. They're not going to move the energy in the same way. They're only going to jam you up. All right. So remember, part of the purpose of this work we're doing is to unjam you so that you can move into the next year in rock star form and ready to really be open to planting the new in your life, having kind of excavated and you know, let the old die off. So as you look at this PDF, printed PDF that you have in front of you, you're going to see there's five primary things I want you to do as part of this ritual. And I want you just to follow me verbally. I'm just going to guide you through it verbally. But what I really want you to do is you're going to turn off the audio and go do this. And you can do it, you know, in stages and steps. It's fine. You know, this is self-paced. But I do want you to do this in sequence. That is important to do. There's a method to my madness, and there are reasons why I've chosen this particular sequence for these rituals. So the first thing is to light a candle and light some incense. Now, there's something about, I think, a necessity to say to even your own psyche, if you will. I remember when I was teaching yoga and we would do an opening mantra. Vande Gurunam Chararavinde. Many of you may know this. But I would always do that, and even though some teachers wouldn't, and I knew it by heart, because I knew that for my students, whether they understood Sanskrit or not, it didn't matter. It was giving their psyche an opportunity to register, hey, I'm entering into a new zone of consciousness. I'm entering into a new energy field. I am transitioning into the practice of yoga, which means union. Union with what? My soul. This is now become a sacred zone, and I'm going to do this chant as a way to symbolize to myself, to articulate to my own psyche, that I am now in the zone of the sacred. And similarly, lighting a candle and lighting incense is my, in terms of the similarity of intention about that as well. Hey, I am signaling to the universe that I am entering into a sacred zone where I will move spiritual power through my system. I will move spiritual power through my psyche and through my life. This is sacred territory. And it's very important that that intention's present. So sage is a very good instance in terms of protection. You can also use anything, really. I mean, it's really up to you. You might want to use cedar or maybe some sort of frankincense. Whatever feels right for you, I would recommend sage. And then the next thing I would probably recommend would be maybe something like frankincense. But sage actually has to do with clearing. And it has a property, a vibrational resonance that many ceremonialists and ritualists have used for centuries, including the Native Americans and other people, as a way to sort of clear energy, clear out. And that's what we're trying to do. So sage is best, I'm just saying. But what I want you to do is you're going to light a candle and some incense, okay? Don't burn anything down. Make sure that you fireproof the area. And invoke the angel of endings. And if you are allergic, for example, to incense, some people can't handle the smell and the smoke, you can use an essential oil. And there is the essential oil of sage. And you could just sort of put a little bit of that on you, just maybe even kind of mist it around if you want to put it into a mist of some kind, that's equally effective and useful as well. But I want you to, at this point, invoke the angel of endings that you met in your meditation. It's a real force. and say, hey, you know, I need you to be present to aid me in this ceremony. I am ready to bury these four things that you revealed, that you helped me see, that were revealed to me in my own personal cemetery. I'm ready. So take a breath and then feel her presence and just really center in that. Let yourself feel that, all right? Then the next thing I want you to do is write down the four primary things that were revealed to you, the aspects of your life that were revealed to you in the guided meditation that are now ready to be released. And do this on loose leaf paper, okay? Because you're going to be doing something else with this. This isn't for your journal. You may have originally put it in your journal, that's fine. But now you need to come back, recollect yourself, and write this as part of this ritual. This is part of the ritual. So don't do any of this until you're ready to sit down in the space that you've designated for this ritual and you've planned it out. You know, this isn't, you're not supposed to be doing this right now. Just want to be clear on that. But when you're ready, you're going to write down those things on loose leaf paper. And for each of these things, also write down how you feel about them and maybe some of the impressions you had from the and revelations from the hologram that was presenting various scenes and things to you in that meditation. And then I want you to write a goodbye statement to each of these facets of yourself. Really take the time to express any feelings and any emotional energy and any sadness, any grief, any anger, whatever you feel, express it to this part of you openly, honestly, and let it know, hey, our time has come for us to part or for me to integrate you and transform you in a new way in my life or work with you in a new way. I can't keep engaging you the same way. And I'm just letting you know, this part of you that you're saying goodbye to, I'm just letting you know that my intention is to move energy in this direction of letting you go and burying you in the cemetery of my life. I'm ready. So you do that for those four things that were revealed to you. And then you're going to take these four identified dying aspects of your life, or dead aspects of your life, as the case may be, and interject them into the blank spaces of the statement that you're going to see below the fourth step here. I'm going to get to that in just a minute. So what you'll do is you'll say the following statement four times for each of the dying aspects of your life when you're doing the ritual. And you'll have added into the statement, the blank spaces into the statement, this part of you that's ready to die, that needs to die, that was revealed to you. And then as you do that in this ritual, you're going to close your eyes and visualize placing and burying each of those aspects in the grave from your meditation. So you're going to go back sort of on your own here to just imagine yourself back in that cemetery again, in front of those headstones with the dirt dug out, and you're looking down in that grave, and you're going to visualize putting that part of yourself into the ground, and then you're going to bury it. You are going to visualize yourself burying it, okay, for each of these parts of yourself. But let me now walk you through this statement, and I'm going to use something that maybe came up for you. So for example, maybe you saw on one of those headstones the word procrastination, and that's a pattern in your life now. Maybe that needs to die. Now, you know, that may not have been what you saw at all. I'm just using this as an example. So if I'm going to fill in this statement, this is how it's going to read. I'm willing to let procrastination die in my life now, knowing that death is a process and carries with it an emotional cycle I can't control, but simply must feel. Having released the illusion that anything lasts forever, I'm now willing to consciously engage this process of endings with regards to procrastination in my life. I acknowledge with all honesty the necessity of death as part of the creative process of my life, and thus surrender procrastination to the universe so that I may be renewed by the mystery of my own purpose, allowing destiny to flow through my life freely. I am now present and willing to be in that space between life and death, the space between one year ending and another beginning, the space between the inhale and exhale of the breath of my life. I can let this part of my life die now and also be safe. Pretty cool, huh? Well, you're going to walk through for each of those things that you were revealed, and you're going to substitute that in those blank spaces, and that is part of the ritual. And as you say this, I want you to visual and then close your eyes and visualize you're at that cemetery and you are now placing these things into the grave, burying them, and letting yourself let it all go. So once you've finished with that for each of those four things on this more internal level, there's another level to this that's going to be more about sort of physically, kind of symbolically and physically beginning the final aspect of this ritual. And this will require a little bit of planning. So what you'll do is you'll take that loose paper that you've written everything down on, and then you're going to find somewhere outside. It doesn't matter where, whatever feels right for you, but you're going to find somewhere to bury it into the ground. Those four aspects that you just symbolically on the energetic plane in your own personal cemetery internally buried, now are going to be literally, symbolically and literally buried out somewhere in nature. Go scout it out. That's why I'm saying you're going to need to plan this a little bit. If you're living in a major city or something, you might have to go to a park or, you know, drive a little bit out somewhere where you can find a little place where there's some dirt and get your garden shovel out and dig some stuff up. But this is very important. So when you're ready for that phase of the ritual, you'll take the papers that you've written and the statements on them that you've written that I just guided you through, and any emotions and any feelings, this stuff's got to be buried. Really resist. I've seen people do this in rituals that I've guided them through at events. Resist holding on to that stuff. And if you feel like you want to hold on to it, that's just something to make note of and get curious about. Hey, I really don't want to throw this paper away. I don't really want to throw away. I really don't want to bury my procrastination, actually. And nor do I want to bury my food addiction. I'm really not, I don't know. And this friendship that I've been struggling with, I'm not really ready to bury that either. You know, it's just a note to self. It's a way to become more honest with yourself. So if you're feeling that, and if you're not ready for something to be buried, be honest about it. Don't force the ritual, because you're then once again doing a ritual that's empowering a lie. You have to feel in the deep core of who you are that you are really ready to do the work of what this change and death requires of you. What ending this in your life requires of you. And if you're in full honesty able to say, you know what, I am really not ready, then you are not ready. And you'll just have to wait until you shift to where you are ready. Because then you come from authenticity and you do this ritual and baby, it is on. You know, you're going to move stuff in your life. And maybe what you can do in the meantime is say, I'm not ready, but my prayer right now at this point is, universe, help me become ready. Angel of endings, help me become ready to end and bury this part of my life. Totally fine. Stay congruent to what's true for you. Don't fake it, because you're not fooling anybody. Certainly not fooling the universe. And nor are you fooling the angel of endings, by the way. So once you finish with step four, take the loose paper you've written everything on and bury it outside somewhere as the final aspect of the ritual, saying a prayer or blessing of your choice, and thanking this aspect of your life for what it has taught you about yourself. I mean, hey, a lot of the stuff that we bury, it served us for a while. You know, it served maybe our survival or creating a sense of safety. Our self-sabotage served, you know, something in our journey. Everything serves us in some way if we can shift to see it that way. Doesn't mean we need to keep it hanging around when it's time for it to go. But we can still have an appreciation for, you know what, I can't stand that part of my life anymore. You are so dead to me. It's time to be buried. But thank you. Thank you for your service. You know, but now get the hell out and get in the ground. I'm done. You know, so really, really take some time to feel in yourself how, you know, a way to see this as a blessing, you know, as it served its time and its purpose. And then once you've buried these things and bury them all at once, and then, you know, kind of make a note and go through, thank you for this part of myself. Thank you for this friendship. Thank you for this marriage, whatever it is you're burying in there, this job, this learning path, whatever came to you, you know, it could be anything. But once you bury it, thank the angel of endings as well. You know, say, thank you for helping me end this, and continue, please, to offer your assistance in the letting go of these things that I have ritualistically and symbolically said to the universe I'm ready to let go of through this ritual and through this workshop. And then I think the next important thing is take some time once things are buried and you're standing over this sort of makeshift small grave in the earth in front of you in reality, and just sit with your feelings and let whatever comes up come up, and hang out there as long as you need to, really. Take your time. And then I think when you're done and you feel like, you know, I've felt out what I needed to for now, and I've achieved the closure I need to for now on this, just simply say, it is finished. In acknowledgement of the end of the ritual, but also in acknowledgement of your intention to end and allow these things to die. In your intention that they are now buried. Hey, this is buried now. And I don't mean buried, by the way, let's be clear. This isn't about pushing something back into your unconscious and your shadow. That's not what we're after here. We're after a letting go and a surrender and a willingness to shift. Quite the opposite, actually. It's more about integration, really. Hey, I'm integrating this. And in doing so, it's transforming. And in doing so, it's over. This pattern, this experience, this friendship, this relationship, this lack of boundaries, this addiction, it's over. And I'm willing to do the work to ensure that it is, in fact, yes, indeed, over. So take a few moments and you know, I'd like for you to pause the audio now and actually not come back to the final thoughts that I'm going to present next until you've done the ritual itself. And when you're ready, you can come back to this section of the audio on this last installment and just kind of share some final thoughts with me about your experience. So pause the audio now until you've completed this ritual. And I wish you the best with this, and really be present to it and really come from a place of authenticity and truth and the core of who you are as you engage this very, very powerful ritual of endings. So now that you've engaged the ritual and you've pretty much done the trifecta, you've done some work. I want to just have you take a moment of self-appreciation. You know, this is amazing. This is powerful stuff. I don't know of a lot of people that have the courage to do what you just did. Think about that for a minute and just take a moment and take your own magic in and just how powerful of a being you really are. And the courage you've just demonstrated by engaging this workshop and taking a risk to end some things in your life. It's powerful stuff. So my final thoughts are, you know, before you, now that you've, you know, kind of taken some time to really reflect on and end some things from this last year, before you get ready to engage your goals for the new year, hang out here in this space between breaths for a while. Don't be so quick to take that next inhale. In fact, test yourself out and see what it's like to hang in this limbo for a little bit. And trust that you'll know when the time is right to draw a new breath in, to plant new seeds in the garden of your life, to begin the journey of discovering the new and the journey of rebirth and renewal. Just take some time, and I guess the final thought I want to leave you with, though, is really hang out in that space between breaths. I know this is hard, and, you know, ending things is one of the hardest things I think any of us are faced with sometimes in our lives, and yet it's such a necessary thing for us to be renewed. It is part of the process of life. Everything is constantly, frankly, in a state of transformation. And what we're really looking at here is the sort of tipping points of transformation where something has to irrevocably change form. So I wish you so much love and so much grace. And I'm sending you from my heart to you just immense appreciation for the human being you are and the courage you show the world in this kind of inner, deep inner work. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. It's been amazing to be your guide, And just remember, the angel of endings is a real force. It's always there for you whenever you need assistance. Call on her. She's pretty amazing. And she's here to help. She is here to help you. And just as you close up this final portion of this workshop, take a moment and appreciate who you are. Be okay with just being in that space between breaths. Namaste.